Linda presents this unabridged recording of Ravenous, How to Get Ourselves and Our Planet into Shape. Written by Henry Dimbleby, with Jemima Lewis, and read by me, Henry Dimbleby. When you lift a forkful of food to your mouth, what are you actually doing? Feeding yourself, of course. Perhaps chewing unconsciously as you scroll on your phone, or perhaps sitting down for a proper meal with family. Or perhaps not using a fork at all, but munching a packaged snack while on the move. Whichever it is, you probably think it's your decision. This is even, no, especially, true if you are eating something you know is not good for you. The guilt is experienced privately, inside your head. It may be part of an internal conversation you have been having for years, berating yourself for poor decisions and failures of willpower. And even though this reproachful voice makes you miserable, you believe it. You have free will, after all. So why do you keep making the wrong choices? Here's why. You are not alone. You are certainly not free. You are part of a system so vast, so complex, so powerful, and so intimately woven into everyday life that you hardly even know it's there. Every choice you make, everything you buy and eat, is informed by the tweaking and nudging of this giant machine in which each of us is an unwitting cog. You may not want to hear this. The idea of free will is precious to us, no matter how elusive it proves. No one wants to feel like a victim of unseen forces. But you are, and so am I. All living creatures on this planet, from the plankton in the oceans to the rulers of nations, are prisoners of the food system. And not just because we must eat to live. The food system is no longer simply a means of sustenance. It is one of the most successful, most innovative, and most destructive industries on Earth. The scale of its success can be weighed, literally, by the ton. 12,000 years ago, global temperatures entered an unprecedented era of stability. The seasons became milder and more predictable, and agriculture therefore became possible. This was the start of the Holocene era. Imagine a chart showing two circles. One is about the size of a large cherry tomato. That represents the estimated combined weight of all the birds and land-dwelling vertebrates on Earth at the time. The other circle is tiny, somewhat smaller than a mustard seed. That represents the weight of all humans on Earth at that time. There were just 2.5 million of us then, a population dwarfed by the multitude of wild animals.